Hear that? It's your big McDonald's hunger calling. Because the Big Arch is back. And this time, it's here to stay. With juicy beef, cheddar cheese, and that Big Arch sauce. Hungry? You are now. Order delivery on the McDonald's app. Serve from 11 a.m. Upcharges and fees apply to delivery orders. Subject to availability, price and participation may vary.
Same old Glass Cannon Network? We'll find out! Totally new Glass Cannon Network, maybe. Who knows? Let's talk over the next 4 or 5 hours. That's how long this usually takes. I noticed that the countdown was supposed to say go time, and when it stopped, I think it just said go Tim, which is kind of fun. A little Easter egg. I bet you all of you are wondering, who's Tim? Who's this Tim, and what does he have to do with the state of the nation? Find out! We'll get around to that Tim on the wall. Chekhov's, they always say watch out for Chekhov's Tim. How you doing, everybody? Welcome to the 2026 State of the Nash. If you are new to the network, new to what we do here, this is something that I've been doing for like, I don't know, we've been around going on 11 years. I feel like 6 or 7 years I've been doing this little live stream we do every year. It's our State of the Union. It's the State of the Nash. The Nash is you, the fans, Glass Cannon Nation. We call you the Nash. This is the State of the Nash where we talk about, you know, what we're looking forward to for the next year. We have a lot of big plans, and as long as a worldwide pandemic doesn't hit, most of them should come to fruition. So this is a big day for us. I used to do it in random times. And then last year, I think I did it in December before the holidays. And then this year I was like, there's just too many things that are like just on the cusp of being finalized. So let's hit the ground running in 2026 and do the State of the Nation in January, right at the beginning of the year. So that's why we're here. We have a great crowd here. We're live on Twitch and on YouTube, you know, pretty much 2% chance any of you can hear me and can see what I'm doing here. You'll know we've made it when the State of the Nash happens live in our studio. Our studio that we pay a very high rent for, that we don't use that much. When we're doing it there, and I've got a team of production assistants and someone who's bringing me water and like saying, all right, Troy, we're ready to go in 3, 2. No, it's just me. A lot of people helped get us to this point. But when something goes wrong today, you can 100% blame me because I am a producer and host. And let's just see what happens. This is how we do it. We're a homegrown band, the Glass Cannon Network. And we've got a lot of exciting things that we want to talk about. If you are here live, I want to thank you for spending part of your night with us, or all of your night, depending on how verbose I get, choosing us over what I can only assume will be a lackluster national championship football game, college football. Indiana, Miami, who cares? Thank you for coming here tonight. And if you're watching this or listening to it later, I don't blame you if you want to skip ahead. However, I'd be careful. There's a lot of news in here. You don't want to skip over something and miss it. But anyways, thank you for watching and joining in. I think I've vamped long enough to build an audience. You know, tonight is going to be pretty straightforward. I want to tell you what the Glass Cannon Network, where we stand, basically, heading into 2026, what we're doing this year, a lot of what we're doing, all of what we're doing that I know thus far, and why we're so excited and confident with the direction we're heading. In terms of sort of previews of coming attractions for the night, I'm going to talk a little bit about last year up top and talk about some of the changes that we implemented over the year. Then I'll announce the 2026 live tour. I'm very excited about this. I know people have been waiting with bated breath to find out about the 2026 live tour. We'll also talk about this year's Glass Cannon Retreat. And I'm going to go over the full 2026 content slate, something we've really never done this in depth. We're going to do that tonight. And I'm also going to go over our always ambitious Gen Con plans so that you have 7 months to sort of move your life around, get out to Indianapolis for probably the best 4 days of your life, because this year is going to be our biggest Gen Con yet. I know I always say that, but when you see what we got planned, it's on paper, it's the biggest one yet. So that is the plan for the night. I've got a lot of notes here. Hope you like bullet points. I'm the king of bullet points. Sometimes I use the bullets, sometimes I do the numbers and the A, maybe some Roman numerals when I'm feeling funky. Tonight's bullet points. So if you see me looking at my notes here, I apologize. I'm going to try and look right at the screen. I want to make eye contact with you. But after this live stream, I want to invite you over to the Glass Cannon Discord. This is our subscriber-only Discord where I'm going to do a Q&A for everything that I talk about tonight. I'm going to vomit a bunch of information, and then we're going to go over to the Discord, and you can be like, what about this? What about that? What about that? You can ask me anything. You can do anything you want. So head on over to the Discord after this. If you're not a subscriber and you want to join in, just head to jointhenaish.com, N-A-I-S-H.com. Someone will throw the link in one of the various chats here, and subscribe. You can subscribe for as little as $6 a month, get access to the Discord and thousands of hours worth of content. So be sure to join me after this. I'm hoping that I'll be in there by 9-ish, but we'll see. These tend to take long. I'm going to try and just get through the facts. But let's start with the foundation, because kind of everything else builds on this. And what that this is was 2025. I got to talk about 2025 because 2025, depending on where you sit, I imagine you saw that it was a bit of a year of transitions for us, both creative and organizational transitions. Creatively, we changed up the live tour. We moved away from the story that we were doing for over 7 years, and we decided to go with a brand new homebrewed Pathfinder 2E adventure called Ascension. This was a focus story that would just take place over the course of 1 year, something that would make the bar for entry a little more manageable for people who have never seen our shows. We also ended our second flagship campaign for the Glass Cannon podcast, playing the Gatewalkers Pathfinder 2E adventure path, and started a brand new third campaign, playing a brand new game for us and for the network, the Shadowdark RPG. Organizationally, we had to tackle a lot of the key issues that plague many small businesses, burnout, managing individual and collective bandwidth, and also coming to grips with the reality of how much high quality work a still very small team can reliably produce from week to week. These weren't new problems, but these were problems that needed to be handled directly and quickly and all at once. So we made some changes. We adjusted some casting with long-term sustainability in mind. We ended some shows that people really liked, so that we could concentrate effort where we felt it would have the most impact. And we also got very disciplined about how we used our time. This is something you probably only saw tangentially, but like how we use our time to make sure that the work that we do put out is something that we're genuinely proud of and not, you know, burning man hours and energy on less impactful endeavors. We wanted to make sure that the time we were spending was creating content that we thought that would be the most impactful for the audience. When we started out with the Glass Cannon podcast in 2015, playing Giant Slayer, the idea of sort of running a 6-book adventure path that eventually ended up taking 7 years to finish. I think we went in being like, this would be like 7 years to finish. That didn't seem so crazy at the time. We were like, this is what we're going to do. We're going to make a podcast of this. But as we grew and as we started to attract an audience and more people wanted to see us doing more and more of that kind of content, we kind of got locked into producing this kind of 7 years to complete a story or campaign content with shows that release weekly. And that is just at this point now, 10 years in, it's become unsustainable as we've matured both as an entertainment and content production company. What made sense in 2015, 2016, 2017 doesn't make sense now, but there were decisions that we made early on that are still reverberating. And so that's why we had to kind of clean up a lot of that, I don't want to say mess, but just sort of things that weren't working for our long-term goals. So I went into last year knowing that I was going to have to be decisive about these things and make some hard but necessary decisions in order for the Glass Cannon Network to evolve. And it was difficult. And I know that a lot of the changes that we made weren't always met with excitement, but they had to be done. And, in case you're wondering, these were always done with the full support of the whole team, which is very important. You know, we're not just saying handing down decrees. This is a conversation, and we move together as a unit. And everyone's excited about last year and very, very excited about where we're heading. And the good news, the reason I bring up all of this, is that now all those changes are done. I'd say the past 6 months or so, after making the majority of those changes, have been about really preparing for 2026 as well as 2029 and 2036. We're really trying to look more ahead, you know, and now we can do that. Early on, that wasn't really a possibility because it was still kind of a hobby. And then we slowly started, a couple of us started going full time. We're now at the point we're really looking long term, and that's why you're going to get a full, you know, a full content slate tonight, the likes of which you've never really had. And so this year is a year for us of moving forward with clarity and precision, with a really solid foundation. And especially for tonight, you know, make sure we are communicating expectations and deliverables to you, the Naish, in a timely manner, and in sort of, you know, making sure that we're also there to answer as many questions as we can so it doesn't turn into a game of telephone on social media and all the various channels that talk about what we do. So that's the sort of, that's where we've been, but also a little look into where we're going. That's my intro. That's my little, get the crowd warmed up. Should have had some more jokes. Hey, where are you from? What about you, sir? All right, that's my warm up. Let's talk about the live tour. Let's get into the nitty gritty. All the West Coast people have finally joined the stream. They can listen to that spiel later. Now let's get into the drops. Let's talk about the live tour. 2026 live tour. Glass Cannon Live Ascension was our 2025 iteration of the tour. It was a focused run. It was a chance for us to stretch ourselves in new and exciting creative ways. And I am exceptionally proud of the work that we did on that tour and with that story. For all of you who joined us live or watched the show afterwards, you know, thank you for supporting this endeavor. This was a big deal for us to try something new like this. And I am so glad we did it. But Ascension was always meant to just be a one-year show. I said that at the beginning of the year. I know a lot of people are like, maybe they'll keep it going. No, I said it's going to be a one-year show. And I mean, I went into Philly being like, let's go, let's wrap this up. Because in the spring, must have been last year in the spring, May, maybe even earlier, like April, I started thinking about the 2026 tour. And I made a decision very early on about what I wanted that tour to be. And so I've been thinking very seriously for the better part of a year about the next evolution of Glass Cannon Live for a while. Not just dates and venues, I think about that, but what the tour can be. How do we go from what we've been doing and what we did into something new, a new experience? How it can be structured, how it also fits into the bigger picture of the network. So tonight I want to kick things off with the announcement for next year's tour. That's right, folks. In 2026, the Glass Cannon Network is launching an all new live tour experience. No longer will it be called Glass Cannon Live, because next year is the Glass Cannon Network presents Call of Cthulhu Live all year long. This is a brand new, fresh, creative concept that we are designing specifically for the stage and built from the ground up as a full-on touring experience. The good folks at Chaosium and I have been chatting for some time, and we have lined up a veritable who's who of Call of Cthulhu writers to create 14 standalone modern Call of Cthulhu stories that will debut live across the country throughout the entire year. This is going to be Call of Cthulhu set in the modern era. And each stop is going to be a complete standalone story that you can experience in one night. You don't have to have watched a previous show or, you know, anything like that. Multiple shows. You show up, it's one show, all happening in that night. You don't need any previous knowledge to jump in. But if you follow the tour, you're going to start to notice a little connective tissue beneath the surface. If you've had a chance to see us live doing Call of Cthulhu, or anything for that matter, or if you watch or listen to any of the Call of Cthulhu live shows that we've done in the past, then you know how special these can be. And, you know, right away, I was like, okay, love this idea. I definitely want to do Call of Cthulhu Live. It's special. It feels special. How do I kick it up? How do I take it up a notch? And so right away, the concept was like, let's broaden the scope of the tour by including so many of the amazing people that help us make the network what it is. We have so many performers. I'm blessed to have traveled, the entire country with the wonderful people that I've traveled with since 2017 and before. And I'm still going to travel with those people. But there's so many other people that we work with that are shaping what the Glass Cannon Network is, who the Glass Cannon Network is. I want to bring them out on tour and mix up the show. So every show is going to have its own cast full of characters. And those characters might die, they might go insane, or they might live on to come up later on in another show. They could fight on to come on another day. So they might be in a show in February, and then you'll see that character again when that player comes back in, you know, June or whatever. You know, so there'll be some sort of sustainability. But again, you don't have to have seen the previous shows to enjoy this experience. So let's take a look at the cities that we're going to be visiting this year. We're going to visit Los Angeles on March 23rd. And then again on March 24th, that's going to be a Dynasty Typewriter, which has sort of become the de facto place for podcasts. This is big. We took last year off from LA. I know some people were very disappointed, but my plan was to take the year off so that we could come back with a bang in 2026. And we are really banging, as it were, with two shows back to back at Dynasty. Those shows are also going to be live streamed. Tickets for the majority of these shows are going to go on sale tomorrow. We've never done this many on sales, but I think there's 14 shows on the tour and 10 of them go on sale tomorrow. But Los Angeles is extra special because not only are we kicking off the tour in LA, but those you can buy live tickets to the live stream as well, which is going to be fun. And then a couple days later, we're going to be in Portland. The PNW in the house. Woo! We're gonna go up to Portland. We're on the West Coast. Might as well do three shows in 1 week. And then in April, we're going to be in Chicago and St. Louis on April 15th and 16th. And then Dallas and St. Paul in May, on May 13th and May 14th. And then the back half of the year, we're in Indianapolis for two nights, and that's going to be Call of Cthulhu Live both nights on Thursday the 30th and Friday the 31st. That sounds weird in my head, but no, I think that's correct. And then September 2nd, we are coming to New Orleans. This is one of the new stops on the tour this year. I'm personally very excited about The ink isn't dry on the contract yet, but that is happening. And then the next day we're coming back to Dragon Con. We're going to be in Atlanta during Dragon Con at the Masquerade. And then in October, we're going to go to Madison during Game Hole Con and do a show there. And then we finish out the year with back-to-back nights in Philly. That's a lot. That's a lot. I'm a little parched. I should have taken a drink somewhere in there. We were watching. But that is the plan. And everything with the exception of, let's go back to those cities. Nope, not that one. First mistake. There goes my no-hitter. Let's go back to those cities. On sale tomorrow, LA, Portland, Chicago, St. Louis, Dallas, St. Paul, both Indianapolis shows are going to go on sale tomorrow. Maybe even New Orleans. No, I think New Orleans is holding us up. So New Orleans is not, but both indie shows and everything on this page, including the live streams for LA, all those tickets are going to go on sale tomorrow. Stay tuned to our socials. I think they're going up sometime between 9 a.m. and noon Eastern, but we'll let you know. Make sure you tune in if you want to get that. And now, VIP tickets. People always wonder, how does the VIP work? With the exception of LA, we sell the VIP, VIGCP experience on our website. And the reason we do that is, you know, Live Nation and Ticketmaster and all these sites. If you try to buy the VIGCP package through them, you get charged an arm and a leg on fees. In order to avoid those fees, you buy the VIGCP package on our website, glasscannonnetwork.com/tour, and then you have to still buy a general admission ticket at the actual ticket site for the venue. LA, the package comes all together. It's just easier that way. But I'm making it sound extra confusing, but we're trying to save you guys some money. It's expensive nowadays. So that is the slate. How about I announce the casts for these first seven shows? LA Night One is going to be on March 23rd, featuring Joe O'Brien, Mary Lou, Ross Bryant, Matthew Capitacasa, Skid Marr, and Sidney Emanuel. The next night, Jason Charles Miller, Paula Deming, Skid Marr, Jared Logan, Ross Bryant, and Mary Lou. And then a couple days later, we head to Portland. Let's mix it up some more. We got Rob Kirkovich coming out to Portland, Sidney Emanuel, Matthew Capodicasa, Mary Lou, Skidmar, and Joe O'Brien. Then April, we're in Chicago and St. Louis. These are going to be the only shows that have the same exact cast because they're very close to each other, and it just makes sense. Look at this cast! Skidmar, Nora Ibrahim, Jared Logan, Rob Kirkovich, and Joe O'Brien head to St. Louis. Same cast again, Skidmar, Nora Ibrahim, Jared Logan, Rob Kirkovich, and Joe O'Brien. And then we go to Dallas. You guys sitting down? You guys sitting down for these Dallas shows? Oh my God, Jared Logan, Seth Skorkowski, Joe O'Brien, Matthew Capodicasa, City Emmanuel, and Ross Bryant. And then let's head over to St. Paul and mix it up even more. We got Eric Mona joining us. And by us, I mean Jared Logan, Matthew Capodicasa, Joe O'Brien, City Emmanuel, and Ross Bryant. So, where am I? Where am I in the world? Those are the cast for the first six shows. I've already begun starting to cast the rest of these shows. I got Kate on New Orleans. I got Kate coming to Philly. I've got Brian Holland going to be on one of the Gen Con shows. There's a lot going on. I wanted to make sure I locked in those first seven casts, and then I will announce the other casts very soon. Now, casts are subject to change, right? Because we all have lives. Somebody could get booked on a TV show or whatever, you know. But those are the casts, and you never know if other special guests are going to pop up along the way as we make more friends. That LA show in particular, you never know. You never know. I got a couple texts out. I got a couple texts out. You see this phone? So many texts. Robert De Niro. I didn't really text him. I emailed robertdeniro@gmail.com. I imagine he got it. Let's just see what happens. I don't even think he lives in LA. But anyways, that's the tour. That's the 2026 live tour. Very, very excited about that. Been wanting to do this for a long time. And so we're fucking doing it. Next up, Glass Cannon Retreat. We have done three Glass Cannon Retreats. This is how Macho Man Randy Savage used to throw out the number three. He'd like, I'll pin you one, two, and then he'd throw out the three like this. So I do it in honor of Macho Man Randy Savage. We have done three Glass Cannon Retreats up until now. One in Nashville was our first one in 2024. We did one in Vegas last year in June to celebrate the 10-year anniversary of the start of this Dog and Pony show. And then we also did a third one in Nashville last fall. Starting this year and for the foreseeable future, Glass Cannon Retreats will be just one big one a year. If you are among the folks who have had the opportunity to come to one of these things, I know from your feedback, from talking to you, from reading your emails, that these retreats are some of the best experiences of people's lives. They're very, very special. And the feeling is mutual for us as well. You know, they're a lot. And we're very hands-on. You know, we don't just kind of come in, take a couple pictures, and leave. We are very hands-on the entire weekend. And the reason we are is because I want this experience to truly feel out of this world. If you enjoy us, if you enjoy this community and our content, I want you to come there and celebrate that sort of love and joy with us. And we always walk away with a real profound gratitude for the community we've built. We're very, very lucky when you come to these things, just amazing people that I would truly call friends. And the retreat kind of came out of this simple realization that there's a part of the niche that want something a little deeper than a live show or a convention. They want time. You know, maybe they want a little more access to kind of, they're creative and they want to be around that energy or just some sort of shared experience in a focused setting. And this isn't a con and this isn't a meet and greet that just has better lighting. It is an intentionally small, hands-on experience built around actually playing games together and hanging out. And that also means that it's really expensive. I want to be clear about that up front. You know, the price, though, it's not about exclusivity. It's about scale. You know, if you want to have small groups, you want to have real access with all of the personalities from the network, you know, that's a lot of time with a lot of people involved. There's no way to do that just yet at the level that I want to do it at a way that, you know, costs less than what it does. That said, I have crunched the numbers as much as someone can crunch the numbers in the hopes of lowering the costs, offering some new options, and so that maybe we could expand the experience this year for those of you who might want to take the plunge. You know, not everybody's going to want this. Not everybody is going to feel like this is for them, and that's okay. This isn't replacing anything else that we do. We're still doing, you know, 14 dates on the road. We're still going to appear at conventions. It's just one specific experience for people who are looking for this kind of depth. So let's take a look at this year's Glass Cannon Network Retreat. These are the packages that we're going to have available. The King Single Package is going to be $29.99, down from $32.99. We also have a King Double Package and a Double Queen Package. Those are $21.99 a person. And we have lowered the Badge Only price to $9.99 a person. And that will not come with, you know, food and drink, basically. So those top three packages include, you know, a room at the hotel from June 11th to the 14th. It includes access to all the gaming that goes on. It includes breakfast buffets that were everybody loved last year on Friday and Saturday morning, cocktail parties on Friday and Saturday night. And this year we're doing drink bottle cap tokens so that we can, you know, have this badge only option. The badge only option will come with all of that except the food and the drinks. And we'll, you'll be able to like buy drink bottle cap tokens if you want. But those are the packages. These are available right now. You can buy them at glasscannonnetwork.com/retreat. I deployed them right as this stream went live. We're also doing a few add-ons this year. There's going to be a VIP welcome reception on Thursday night that you can add on. This is all at checkout. You could also buy the retreat afterwards if you're like on the fence. Oh, no, the retreat, the reception afterwards if you're like a little on the fence. But at checkout, you can add on these things. Some people came in on Wednesday and were so glad that they did because they could hit the ground running on Thursday. And a lot of people, I was getting a little FOMO when I flew out early Sunday morning and saw everybody hanging out with Brian Holland all day Sunday and checking out Monday. So you have the option to add the VIP welcome reception, which is going to be at a private space and or bar rather, away from the gaming area on Thursday night from 6 to 8 p.m. with all of the personalities that are coming out. And if you want to add a check-in Wednesday or a check-out Monday, you can add that at checkout as well. So that is the Glass Cannon Network retreat. In terms of who's coming, I have invited everybody back. And I think they're all coming. So if you saw people in that promo, they are most likely coming. But stay tuned to glasscannonnetwork.com/retreat as we announce exactly who's locked in and loaded. But the plan is to have everybody back and then some. So stay tuned as I announce those things. Let's talk about the content slate. The 2026 content slate. Let me give you a second in case you're rushing over to glasscannonnetwork.com/retreat to get your packages. I'm so excited to go back. And it doesn't fall on Father's Day weekend this time, which is nice. Everyone's really excited to go back. I already know some of the games I'm going to run. I got one of my sons this Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Unmatched game. Actually, I'm just talking and you can't even see me. I got them for Christmas. I was walking around PAX Unplugged just looking for like games that I could buy the kids for Christmas. And just, I'd look at it and go on BoardGameGeek, look at the score. And so I got Battle of Hoth for Archer, which had like an 8.2 and it's fantastic. Highly recommended. It's also like good for kids. And then I saw this booth that sold these games called Unmatched Adventures. And they had like a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles one, and Dash loves Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. So I was like, this looks cool, but I couldn't buy it there. I looked, had like an 8.4 or something on BoardGameGeek. So I just bought it sight unseen and it's awesome. I'm going to run it at the con, at the retreat rather. Really excited about that. Anyways, this has been one of the games Troy's going to run. I'm just really excited to play it with non-children for once. They're great though. We beat it once. Anyways, content slate. Da 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 da. It's the content slate for 2026. One thing we've never really done is sort of go into a year letting you know all of our plans, right? There's a lot of reasons for that. You know, for one thing, plans change. For another thing, we've spent the first few years just kind of flying by the seat of our pants, desperately trying to create something out of nothing. So we didn't always know what was next, you know, until we were 10 eps into something. We're like, what have we done? But the last few years have been, you know, really about being methodical and intentional with our plans. So while new opportunities and projects will always come floating across my desk, you know, that may come to fruition this year. I mean, I'm already got a project that we just greenlit that's not going to come out to 2027. I'm not even going to talk about that. Tonight, I'm going to talk about the stuff that we have locked in, as well as some projects that maybe you, the Naish, may be able to unlock with your support. So we'll talk about that as well. first, let's go into our weekly releases. Obviously, we have our flagship Glass Cannon podcast, which now features the Shadow Dark RPG. We are 11 episodes in and loving every second of it. We recorded last week, and I'm actually waking up tomorrow and driving right back to the studio because we got a couple more eps on the slate for tomorrow. Please check it out if you haven't already. Blood of the Wild, of course, is our Pathfinder 2E Quest for the Frozen Flame series that up until recently was only available to subscribers at the $12 tier. But now that we're 3 years into the show, we have started releasing all of the episodes in order weekly on the free Glass Cannon podcast main feed, starting with episode 1, which began releasing at the end of last year. So if you want to listen to that show for free, you can start it on episode 1. If you like what you hear and you want to catch up with 100 more episodes right away, maybe you got a job, you can just mainline podcasts, then subscribe today, jointhenation.com at the $12 tier, and you can catch up immediately. Now, Blood of the Wild is probably going to come to a conclusion this year. That is the plan, even at the pace that they move. And Jared and I had a meeting last week already discussing about what might be next. So stay tuned for that. And then we have Legacy of the Ancients. This is the show that obviously has undergone the most turnover of any show. It feels like the most real show in that sense, and that casts have changed a lot since the beginning. But it has now settled into a cast that we plan on having for the long run. And that cast is Sidney Emanuel, Nick Lowe, Jason Charles Miller, and Eric Mona. And that cast is locked and loaded and fully fueled by Skid's determination to slay his Moby Dick, which is finishing Rise of the Rune Lords after several other failed attempts. I think this is his third attempt, and he will finish this by hook or by crook. Let's talk about our returning series. Time for Chaos Season 4 is coming back, and we are back in the studio, back in person, and coming back this July. I probably have some unopened emails from today that finalize when we'll actually be in studio to record that first batch of eps, but get ready for 20 new eps aiming to return this July. And then while getting the trunk, Twilight Spectre just finished last week. We're doing a debrief on Discord this Wednesday for our subscribers. We're already talking about not only the next season, but the season after that, and how both of them could release this year? What is he talking about? Stay tuned to find out more about that. Let's talk about some limited series in the works. More Marvel Multiverse. We have at least one more Marvel Multiverse in the can. And then I'm going to be running a Call of Cthulhu Gaslight two-shot, which will debut in April. They're very excited about this new supplement for Call of Cthulhu Gaslight, so I'm going to be running this unreleased adventure in April. And then you wanted it, you asked for it, you got it! More Pendragon, Under an Iron Sky. We have an 8-episode order, and that, I believe that starts recording this week and will release in May! So these are some limited series that we're really excited about, all kind of stacked towards the first quarter of the year. I would not be surprised if we were to have another State of the Nation midway through the year, that there'd be even more things to announce. How about some new series, some new content coming in 2026? How about a show already announced that will release to subscribers in 2 days? We Shouldn't Be Alive. Knowing that we normally start the year slow because we go so hard into December that we're just like, it takes us a couple months to get going. And knowing that, it was towards the end of the year, I asked Joe, I was like, hey, buddy, would you be interested in running a Twilight 2000 series? He's clearly obsessed with the game. We were at the Nashville retreat, and I just wrapped up a late game. I don't know what, I might have been playing Star Wars Unlimited. And I look over, and he's running, I'm not even joking, it's like 9, 10 o'clock at night, and he's just running an impromptu Twilight 2000 game for like 8 or 9 players. Sydney, Kate, and Jared, I think, were at the table, and a bunch of the retreat people. Anyways, this new show drops this Wednesday. We played Twilight 2000 before on the network, and over the years, it's just been the game that Joe keeps coming back to. So here's Joe to talk about this new show that will be available to subscribers starting this Wednesday, both in audio and video format.
Oh, hey, what's going on there, Nash? It's your good buddy, Joe O'Brien, cutting in here during the State of the Nash 2026, briefly. I have not been on the State of the Nash in a few years, but I had to come on this year because I am so excited about a new show that we're going to share with you literally this week. It comes out this week, and I cannot wait for you all to experience this show, which is, if you boil it down, 5 years in the making. I've been obsessed with making this show for so long, and now we've finally done it! Thanks to the help of our subscribers, your support has given us the ability to make this new show. What are we talking about here? 5 years in the making? What do you mean? 5 years ago, we had a little game, a little show called New Game Who DS. During that run, I played a game called Twilight 2000. Fourth edition! From our friends at Free League. And I loved it. We did 5 total episodes, and one of those was character creation. So only 4 eps. For a long time, I've been thinking, how can I get a cast to come together and do a longer form campaign of this game? Because I loved the vibe so much. It's very Shadow Dark adjacent. Exploration, sort of open world survival vibe. And I was like, I've got it. I just need to get Ross Bryant, Mary Lou, Jared Logan as a player, and my good buddy and co-founder, Skid Marr. That crew of 4. What a cast! Are you kidding me? We bring these 4 players together. We drop them into a horrifying World War III that never was scenario and just let them have at a exploration game. I'm so excited to share this with you guys, and it's coming out this week. That's right. This Wednesday on our subscription service at the basic tier, you can get We Shouldn't Be Alive, Episode 1. We actually recorded an Episode 0, a character creation, and we released it on Christmas Day on the main feed, on the Glass Cannon podcast feed. So if you want to check that out, you can go check that out, get to know where the characters came from. Or if you want to just dive in and see it unfold cinematically in Episode 1, you'll be able to see that and hear it this week. Podcast releases this week. Also, you can watch video of it exclusively on our subscription service if you want to go over to that platform and watch it there. But that's the only way that you're going to get this show for a while. So go to jointhenage.com to find out more information about that. I think that that's all I want to share with you. I'd love to go into some details about the campaign, but I don't want to spoil anything. So I am running Ross Bryant, Mary Lou, Jared Logan, and Skid Marr through a new longer form campaign of Twilight 2000. And we're very excited to have you all along for the ride. And if you like it, write in, let us know, comment on Discord. If we get a lot of those likes, maybe we'll do more. We'll see. Anyway, I'll kick it back to you, Troy. Thanks, Nash. Love you guys. Thank you for all your support all year long and all through the years. It's what makes me be able to do shows like this. So I'm very, very, very appreciative. Thanks, guys. Enjoy the rest of the State of the Nash. Bye.
Look at old Joey Jojo, huh? How's the hairline looking? Huh? All those hymns, are they clicking? I meant to really look. It must be working by now. Hey! Twilight 2000! Nobody's more excited than Joe O'Brien. What a cast. So check it out. I think you're really going to like it. When someone is that excited about a game, that translates. Like you can sit in a room and just goof off. It's going to be a wonderful series. So be sure to check it out. Now, in terms of other new content coming to 2026, let's talk business. Can we talk business for a second? I'm getting all handsy with my mic. We need to talk business for a moment. Over the past few months, I've been teasing that some changes are coming to our subscription service. That wasn't accidental. We recently sent out a pretty comprehensive survey, and thousands of you, thank you for those of you who took the time. Thousands of you took the time to respond. That's so helpful. That's like the first real survey we've ever sent out. And we've gone through that feedback very, very carefully, and it's been super invaluable in shaping the best version of what we do, and especially our subscription offerings moving forward. You know, the subscription service is the backbone of how the GCN operates. If it grows with your support, we can make more shows. If it doesn't, We can't. We have to stay exactly where we are. And to be clear, the limitation right now isn't ideas or wanting to play more games. There are plenty of games we really, really want to play and shows that we really, really want to make, great ideas that we'd love to come, you know, make come to fruition. But the limitation is bandwidth. The limitation is staff. We need more editors. We need more producers, or maybe another editor, one other producer. The actual human hours required to do the work at the level you expect from us to do, we just need to add more people. There isn't hidden capacity sort of waiting in the wings. And the days of people working 80, 90 hours a week, you know, when it was just like founder grinding, that's not really sustainable anymore, nor is it long-term healthy. So to kind of take GCN to the next level, we're going to do something very intentional. Let me switch to this slide. We're going to do a subscription pledge drive. We've never really done anything like this. For some time in March, might be a weekend, might be a two-night thing, not 100% sure. Stay tuned for the announcement. We're going to do a subscription, the first ever subscription pledge drive. And for that period of time, we're going to be playing games around the clock. It's probably going to feel a lot like the Extra Life Marathon. And we're going to be playing these games with a single goal: growing the subscriber base so we can directly invest in more content. As the drive progresses, you'll be able to unlock goals that map very cleanly and transparently to new shows and expanded production. This is not going to be some abstract thing like, oh, hit a goal and maybe something will happen, or something kind of like this. You will see in real time how new subscriptions or upgraded subscriptions, if you move from one tier to another, move us and you very closer to specific outcomes. You know, we'll get into more details as we get closer, you know, when it's going to happen, what it's going to feature, how all these goals are going to work. But that's the core idea: clear goals, clear results, no guesswork. So with that in mind, let's talk about what you'll actually be able to unlock during this pledge drive. Goal number one: getting the trunk back immediately and another season in the fall. You know, rather than waiting a full year, like I said, the last season just wrapped up, you know, last week. That went long. That was supposed to wrap up in December. You probably wouldn't have seen another season of Getting the Trunk until next fall. So now we're saying, okay, when we do this pledge drive, here's the goal. If we hit it, Getting the Trunk's going to come back like right away, like April. And then we'll do another season in the fall. And we will go to you. We will go to you in the Discord, and find out what you're interested in seeing. Is there a certain Baltimorean sunglasses character that you'd like back in one of those seasons? Then we could talk about it. Or maybe you don't want that. That's fine too. We want you to have a voice in the decision-making process so that we can give you the best versions of these shows. But goal number one is going to be bring back Get in the Trunk right away. Goal number two is going to be a big one. It is a, you know, I'd say all of these are stretch goals. Probably not the first one. The first one is like, it's pretty much just like nominal growth. This one is a bit of a stretch goal, but it is the one that you've been waiting for. New game, Who Dis? If we hit goal number two, I've been teasing it for a while. It's my New Year's resolution, Glass Cannon Podcast, Shadow Dark. A couple episodes ago, or last episode, the first episode of the year, when we hit goal number two, New Game Who Dis will make its triumphant return, but in a whole new format. This is going to be a whole new format. Basically, the original New Game Who Dis would feature a game that ran like three episodes. I'm going to make sure the volume was down low while I was talking. The first new game, it would be like three episodes. You have a session zero and then like a two shot. If you help us hit this very ambitious goal, New Game Who Dis will return. But instead of, you know, three shots or the occasional four shot, these are going to be 12 episode pilot series that will run back to back to back to back. And if people like them, these are shows that can turn into full running longer series, or like 12 episodes a year, or get a 20 episode order. But instead of just doing three or even five, like we did with Game Garage, we're talking about, sorry, I forgot to lower the volume. I had a note to myself, lower the volume when I switched to this thing, and I forgot. What I was saying was, when we hit this goal, instead of doing 3 or 5 episodes, each series is going to have a 12-episode order, so you'll get 12 episodes back to back to back to back. Pilot series, they may turn into longer series if you enjoy them. If the feedback is, please give me more of this, then that's what you're going to get. And so this is an ambitious goal, like I said, but when we hit it, I'm so confident that we're going to hit it. I've already picked and cast the first two series, and they will be ready to go into production the moment the path to completing this second goal is clear. Let's go back to Troy Cam now that I've blown out your ears. I had a little note, lower volume. I just forgot. Sorry. But isn't it good to hear that song again? Boom, boop, 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 boop. Anyways, the first series, the first 12-episode Johnski that will come out of the new game, Who Dis. We need a new logo with another new. Maybe not. This summer, actually, probably, what am I talking about this summer? Way, like, beginning of last year, when I was like, okay, Gatewalkers is going to be wrapping up this year. I know I want to make a change. I want to do something different. So I started just looking at every RPG under the sun, testing some, playing some, reading some, seeing what I wanted to do. I think it was like, I'm saying last summer, it was like March. Right around March is when I started, there was this game that just kept being brought in front of me and kept being mentioned by people that I really trusted. So I went out and I bought it and I was like, oh, this is right up my alley. This is like, I want this to be, this would be a perfect follow-up to Gatewalkers. But the reason I didn't do it, well, one, I fell in love with Shadow Dark. In the meantime, we all fell in love with Shadow Dark. And I also thought it was too big of a departure from, you know, that sort of transition from Giant Slayer to Gatewalkers. This just felt like too big of a jump. But, you know, when we hit goal number two, I will be playing the number one game that I want to play that's on my list. So let's see what that game is. And the cast. You've asked for it, but I've been thinking about it for a long time. First series will be Mothership. I will be running Joe O'Brien, Rob Kirkovich, Jared Logan, and Skid Marr through a 12-episode Mothership series. I have the box set. It is so gorgeous. It's been sitting on my, well, now it's not sitting on my shelves because I'm already prepping the campaign. See, we're moving forward as if this is happening, right? So like, I'm already looking into this, trying to decide what I want to do, talking with the cast, already working up logos for the show and whatnot. That will be the first 12-episode series. And the next one that I'll announce after that, this is one that we played, similar to Twilight 2000, we played it back in the new game, Who Dis Days. And it just is a show and a game that has always come up for very obvious reasons. And so we said it's time. It's time to unleash this game with this cast onto the world. So the second series after Mothership of the new game Who Dis. Once again, when we hit that goal, this isn't just happening. We have to hit these goals during the pledge drive. But when we hit that goal, the second series will be the One Ring. It will be the One Ring with Jared Logan, who has been running this. He's run it at several retreats already. He's been running it in his spare time. Jason Charles Miller and Skid Marr, I would say 90% of their friendship came from their mutual love. Isn't even the right word. There is, someone would have to invent a new word for their admiration and adoration of Tolkien's masterpiece. Paula Deming, a certified Tolkien geek. We got her involved. And then we have a newcomer to the network, actor and comedian Chris Grace. You may recognize him from NBC's Superstore. He is good buddies with Jared Logan, and he performs with Ross Bryant. He knows all the LA folks. We're so excited to have him join us for what will certainly be appointment listening. So anyway, stay tuned for this subscription pledge drive. I'm going to be doing a stream probably in February where I'm going to talk about, finally reveal this big subscription update. And it will be there or shortly thereafter where I'll go in depth about the pledge drive and how these goals are going to shake out. So in the meantime, if you want to be a part of everything that we have going on and you want to start filling the base for these goals, just subscribe today at jointhenaish.com. Gen Con 2026. This is always a tentpole event for us. I mentioned in the opening, you know, you got 7 months. If there's any way you can come to Indianapolis, you should come. It is, even if you don't like us, or have a lot of people come out and they're like, oh, you have a live show? I'm like, yeah, we have 45 live shows. How are you not seeing us? And they're like, oh, sorry, I just came here to play X-Wing. But if you can come out there, we're really, I always try to push the envelope with what we can do because we have so many amazing people. And this year we're really kicking it up a notch. The booth is coming back and we're bringing new gauntlets to the booth. Past couple of years, we've introduced these luxury gauntlets that we run in the booth. They're like 1 hour-ish adventures that are meant to, you're trying to survive a TPK. And oftentimes parties do. Sometimes there's TPKs. Sometimes one or two characters die. Sometimes they all survive, which is amazing because we throw the kitchen sink at you. And those have always been Pathfinder 2E. This year, we're going to add Shadow Dark gauntlets and we're going to add Call of Cthulhu gauntlets. I'm already starting to work out how those are going to work. Is it going to be like you fighting fucking Cthulhu on a boat? Is it going to be you fighting just like, you don't even have to fight Cthulhu. Just fight like a Shuggoth. And that's enough to wipe out an entire party. And more. I've been kicking around the ideas of Mirkbori gauntlets. And, we just want to expand what we're doing beyond just Pathfinder 2E. Because we found that a lot of people that come and buy these, you know, gauntlets, they've never even played 2E before. So let's mix it up. We're doing a lot of Shadow Dark. And let me tell you this. It's going to be a lot more people running games in the booth. Brian the Holland is going to be doing a Call of Cthulhu gauntlet. I'm going to ask Ross if he's available to run some Call of Cthulhu gauntlets. Eric Mona is going to be doing a Pathfinder 2E gauntlet. And of course, Jared and Joe and Skid and all the guys. So very excited to do that. And then, you know, we always do what started out as one live show, Glass Cannon Live. And then we were like, let's do a con show too. And then the last couple of years, we were like, let's do another live show outside the con. And then we're like, let's do another con show. So, and this year I'm like, let's do more. So the plan this year is 8 live shows at Gen Con. 8 live shows at Gen Con. Now, keep in mind, I'm submitting these live shows. They may not get picked up, but knock on wood, they always approve our offerings. We have such a wonderful relationship with them. They are so great. Shout out to the Gen Con team. Obviously, we're going to do these 2 Call of Cthulhu live shows at the Athenaeum. I'm working on these casts now, and they're going to be wild because everybody's at Gen Con. I got my pick of the litter. We're going to be doing Shadow Dark live. Obviously, it's part of the flagship show. Now we got to do a live Shadow Dark show. Delta Green live. We used to call it Get in the Trunk live. Well, that's great if you know who we are. Delta Green live. I'm sure Joe is already talking to Shane Ivey about a custom scenario like he's had the last couple of years. Blades in the Dark live. Jared is leaning into Blade 68, which just had, I think, a big new update that came out. I'm dying to play that, so I'm very excited to finally bring Blades in the Dark back. I don't think it's going to be the Tin Whistles. It's going to be Tin Whistles set in 1968, but Blade 68 live. And then since we're doing 2 Call of Cthulhu live shows at the Athenaeum, I was like, me running another Call of Cthulhu show at the con is kind of redundant, but it is great to have a Call of Cthulhu show. So let's do a 1920s Call of Cthulhu show and have Brian Holland run it. You know, even as I made this slide, I'm like, shit, it could be Gaslight. It could be Regency. It could be something weird I don't even know about yet. But Brian Holland is going to run a Call of Cthulhu live show. If you've seen our Bachelor Party one that we did a couple of years ago, or even the one that we did, was it last year? Yes, it was last year with Kirkovich and I. Anyways, it's going to be that kind of energy. Please get excited about that. And then Mothership Live. I wanted to save Gen Con for after this because I'm so fucking psyched to run Mothership. I'm like, let's do a live show of Mothership. That was one of the ones that I added. I don't know if the whole team knows about that yet, but Mothership Live, it's coming, even if it's me on stage tap dancing in a spacesuit. And then, of course, Jared Logan 4, Resurrection. If you've had a chance to see him do stand-up, it's so fun. He has opening acts come on, and then he does. It's great. It's very geek focused. So be sure to check that out. 9:02. I think I'm at the wrap up here. A lot of stuff going on. Obviously, we talked a little bit about 2025. We looked ahead to 2026, announced the tour, released some of the cast. Those tickets go on sale tomorrow. Glass Cannon Network Retreat 2026 in Vegas. Badges on sale right now. Packages, I should say. All sorts of packages. That's a weird hand gesture, Troy. The audio listeners don't need to know about that. And then we talk about an epic Gen Con. And that's the state of the niche. You know, before we wrap up, there's probably one more thing I should talk about because I know it's going to come up. It's going to come up in the, or it would have come up in the Q&A. It might still come up, but I want to bring it up. I want to address it directly because I know it's been on a lot of people's minds, and that's Strange Aeons. Of all the changes that we sort of went through last year, you know, some of them were just sort of obvious, you know, like Joe left Legacy. We brought in Jason Charles Miller, this, that. We moved this around, you know, brought Glass Cannon Radio, got rid of Glass Cannon. Those are obvious. Strange Aeons just kind of disappear. We haven't talked about it publicly in a while. And that was intentional, you know, not because we didn't care and not because it was forgotten, but because we didn't want to speculate, you know, before we had more clarity. So here's the deal with Strange Aeons. After years of running Pathfinder and solely Pathfinder long form at a very high level, the team and I just got burnt out on it. Not bored, not even checked out, just plain burnt out. It was just too much of one game system. And pushing forward in that state would have meant doing the story and the game a disservice and giving you something that felt obligatory instead of inspired. And, you know, what we started to feel during Gatewalkers, that wasn't an isolated feeling. It was part of a broader pattern across our Pathfinder 2E work, and something had to give. You know, I was very excited to do these, you know, mini marathons, these 4-hour sessions, because I was like, man, if we can do that one a month, we can really chunk through the story. We'll be like almost at book 6 by the end of the year. And, you know, that one that we did right at the beginning of the year, I think we did it in February, because January, we're like, we can't do it in January. That was February. And it just felt off. I don't know if it's because we did it during the day, but I felt like, oh man, this is off. And then immediately before we did the next one, a bunch of schedules got tossed around. Matthew got a big gig and like other people weren't available, and other projects just started to come to light that started to take precedence over this initial plan to bang out 4 hours, because 4 hours, you know, once a month, that's really 5 hours. And when you multiply it by every single person on that show, including the behind the scenes staff, the editing staff, the audio staff, you have to multiply that 5 by like 7. That's like 35 man hours we just weren't getting the return. And everybody just kind of felt like, I don't want to play this anymore. And so, you know, we didn't feel like powering through it. That's not an energy that we want to give off. So I kind of made an internal call. Let's just pause it for now and see what happens. Rather than cancel it outright, let's just pause it. And, you know, because long campaigns demand a lot creatively and mentally, especially at the scale with which we produce them. We don't just sit there and, you know, pause to do, we're trying to like engage the audience the whole time. It's a lot. And as we've evolved, I talked about this earlier, our content model has deliberately moved away from these multi-year arcs for a reason. And Strange Aeons is one of those shows that lives, it kind of sits at that intersection of how we used to do things and how we work now. And it's just been a real thing to reckon with, because I kind of feel Skid's pain. You know, he really wants to finish Rise of the Rune Lords. He's gotten through almost all of it twice and never finished it. You know, I, as the game master, as the GM for that, I feel that like, I just want to finish it, but I don't want to finish it if we can't do justice to the system, if we're just not focused, if it feels like a chore. And, that's why it's been kind of hanging in this weird limbo. But here's what I can tell you now. Strange Aeons is not technically canceled. It is not canceled. It's not being quietly abandoned either. But it's also not coming back just because the calendar says it has to. If and when it returns, it's going to return when the timing is right. When the excitement is back for it, when we can give it the attention it deserves, you know, that's the standard for our stuff. And, you know, it may come back in a new form. That's what I've been thinking about a lot. You know, it's like, is there a way to perhaps see a new angle into this. I don't want to go too deep into that, but like the story, finishing that story is not only important for me, but it's important for so many of you that tune in for 100 episodes, just have that rug pulled out. While it happens all the time in network television, it's a lot harder with the podcast network to justify, because it's not like we have a million shows to fall back on. It seems like a bait and switch, and I don't want that. I'd love it to come to fruition someday, but right now, it's not ready. It's not ready for that. And I know the silence was frustrating. I get that, but I'd rather give you clarity now than half answers before, because we've kind of made that choice in the past. It's like, well, here's a half answer and then another half answer and then contradict each other. This is a little more clarity. It's probably not what a lot of people want to hear, but I want to at least tell you. And if it was canceled, I'd tell you. I'd be like, yeah, we're never doing it again. It's at this weird limbo state. I'd like it to come back, but a lot of things have to happen before it does. So that's where things stand. And when there's more to say, I will say it as plainly as that. In the meantime, I hope you're excited. We're very excited. I hope this felt different to you. I hope this felt like, oh boy, this is a year. This is a whole year of stuff to look forward to. Because if you enjoy what we do, you know, whether you're able to support our subscription service or not, if you enjoy what you do, enjoy what we do, we want to do more of it. We want to be able to brighten up your day for people who can listen to podcasts. I know, like for me, it's sports. Like I just love when I have that moment when I can just sit and watch a game, or when we're on tour and I can like sit at a bar and watch a game. These moments light me up. We know that we do that for you. So thank you for all of your support. If you can support us and you're on the fence, or maybe if you can support us at a higher level, head to jointhenaish.com. Like I said, next month-ish, there'll be a big subscription update. I'm going to do another live stream like this probably, because there's a lot of ins and outs that I want to explain. And then this pledge drive, there's going to be content galore for you to enjoy. And we really want this community to have a voice in the future of what we're doing. So the best way to do that is to subscribe if you're able. Come to our live shows, meet and greets, retreats, and have a great 2026. I'm going to go say goodnight to my wife, and then I'll see hopefully many of you on the Discord for a little Q&A, a little AMA, a little T&A. What? Joy, you crazy son of a gun. All right. I don't have an end screen, so let's go back to the beginning. Bye.
The world of Sonic the Hedgehog has been thrust into a not-so-dark, not-so-stormy hard-boiled detective story that probably nobody saw coming. Follow Sonic and the Intrepid Chaotix Detective Agency as they take on their biggest case yet. This high-flying, action-packed adventure will take them across the world, fighting for every clue they can find. It's one heck of a tale, which is good. Because this story might be the only thing that can save their lives.
Wait. Well, if that's all, I can just dispose of you.
Wait, what?
All will be revealed in Sonic the Hedgehog presents The Chaotix Case Files. Coming soon to wherever you get your podcasts.
When the Chaotix are on the case.
The Regency era. You might know it as the time when Bridgerton takes place, or the time when Jane Austen wrote her books, but the Regency era was also an explosive time of social change, sex scandals, and maybe the worst king in British history. And on the Vulgar History Podcast, we're going to be looking at the balls, the gowns, and all the scandal of the Regency era. Vulgar History is a women's history podcast, and our Regency era series will be focusing on the most rebellious women of this time. That includes Jane Austen herself, who is maybe more radical than you might have thought. We'll also be talking about queer icons like Anne Lister, scientists like Mary Anning and Ada Lovelace, as well as other scandalous actresses, royal mistresses, rebellious princesses, and other lesser-known figures who made history happen in England in the Regency era. Listen to Vulgar History wherever you get podcasts.